A supreme fence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It was put up overnight in Washington.
The fencing outside the Supreme Court will look similar to what was set up around the Capitol after the January 6, 2021 riot, but it won't encircle the whole building. Barriers were put up on Monday at the front of the court's steps as officials expected crowds of protesters in response to reporting of the leaked draft opinion on Roe v. Wade. The demonstrations have been peaceful, and Capitol Police say they have added extra officers in the area.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Conservative Justice Samuel Alito, who wrote the leaked draft opinion on overturning the decision that legalized abortion, leading to pro-choice protests nationwide, canceled a planned speech today to a judicial conference. The day after President Biden called out Trump supporters, saying the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization in recent American history.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked?
Republican Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox.
When you do this to Americans, when you try to divide them because of who they support to be president of the United States in the future or who they've supported in the past, that is outrageous.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, wants President Biden to go visit him, like the U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense did recently, telling Fox it would be important.
The president of the biggest democratic civilization for Ukrainians.
Russian forces have reportedly moved into that steel plant in the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol, where Ukrainian troops are holed up with civilians. It's been a rough week for truckers and any businesses that need diesel fuel. It's gone up 15 cents since Monday to a new record high. AAA puts diesel's national average at $5.47 a gallon. It was $3 a year ago.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, after the Fed raised a key interest rate a half percentage point, the most in 22 years, which will raise the costs on some mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. That hike also led to a stock surge, but the morning after the Dow rose over 900 points, futures are falling. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's been a lot of reaction to Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk buying Twitter, saying he wants it to be fair for everyone. Conservatives have hailed it as good for free speech. Critics on the left worry it'll lead to more hate and misinformation. But in a new Fox poll, 43% of people say it doesn't matter to them at all. The poll also goes into other issues.
Using Florida's law that bans discussion of gender identity and sexual orientation before fourth grade as a model, 55% of voters say they favor it, while 41% do not. Republicans are most adamant against it at 72%. Catholics and Hispanics follow, with each group showing 6 in 10 believe third grade and younger is too early for sex and gender talk. Turning to COVID, 40% believe the virus is somewhat under control. That said, 62% of respondents say mask mandates in schools should end. That sentiment is much closer as it concerns planes, trains, and buses. 51% say end the travel mask mandates. 45% say not yet. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The number of COVID cases and deaths reported by Johns Hopkins yesterday, the most in more than a month. Now to the NBA playoffs.
The Miami Heat snag another win in South Beach.
And Green now is 1 of 8 from three tonight. Butler, just an exquisite pass from Adebayo.
Call courtesy of TNT, Bam Adebayo feeds Jimmy Butler for the alley-oop as the two would combine for 45 points on the night. The Heat defeat the Philadelphia 76ers Wednesday 119-103 and take a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Phoenix Suns going up 2-0 as well in NBA playoff action as Chris Paul and Devin Booker combine for 58 points in a 129-109 romp of the Dallas Mavericks. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey, the two-time defending champion Lightning get even. Tampa Bay took Game 2, beating Toronto 5-3. Edmonton, Minnesota, Carolina also won. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.